You are not to discuss this matter amongst yourselves.
We don't submit reports or ask approval for specific operations, if that's what you mean. We are an autonomous department.
Any questions?
Broadcasting from an abandoned subspace relay orbiting Risa, this is Section 31, gathering intelligence for you on Star Trek CCG. Now reporting in, operatives Dan and Rogue.
They know all the secrets that you hide.
Welcome to Section 31, episode number 229. I'm Dan Hammond. And Rogue was here a moment ago, and I do not hear him anymore.
Hello?
Hey, it's episode number 229. I'm Dan Hammond. And you are?
Is it really? Well, I'm Rogue Chandler.
All right, very good. All right, this week, hopefully your internet connection stays connected, because we've got you to tell us about WonderCon. How many costumes did you take?
Yay. Not that many, actually. So WonderCon is usually the first con of the year for us, of the con season, such as it is. Although, the way conventions have been growing, it's kind of like a... I don't think there is a season anymore, but the tradition...
And you've dropped off again. Perhaps he's returned?
Yes.
All right. You were about to say that WonderCon is, and then you dropped off.
It's the first. It's sort of the first the season for us, the convention season, which sort of maps up with blockbuster movie season, I guess.
Okay.
Like, you know, April, October or so. And we never have anything done in time, new anyway, so we basically go through the closet and pull out old costumes to wear. I did, at the last minute, find out that the creator, or the most prominent writer for one of my favorite characters, was going to be there, so I took my costume for her.
Took your costume for her, and then you dropped off. So, start over again.
I didn't drop off.
You brought your costume for...
That title. I didn't actually say what it was, but it's Birds of Prey, the gender-bent Justice League that I did a couple of years ago, and we keep reprising. Online and rooms of that year. You're shaking your head like you can't hear me, so I don't know. I'm just going to keep talking.
Yeah, you're going in and out quite a bit, and we can hear about every third word, so... Why don't you try one more time? If this doesn't work out, we will... It's been an off weekend for us in San Diego. We didn't have a tournament last week. We're looking forward to a 1E OTF tournament this weekend, just to kind of warm up for our regional later in the summer. But I'll give you one more shot. Here we go. Take it.
Huntress. I took my... I did. I took it.
Huntress. I took my Huntress, and then you dropped off. This is amazing. All right.
I should just say every three words.
Yeah.
Every third word will be the important thing, and then you'll get what I'm saying. Huntress, Prey, WonderCon, Gail Simone, panel, picture taken. Fun time. I'm just messing on that.
It seems to be working fine as long as you keep it three words.
Well, I took my Huntress costume. I took my my Carl Urban reboot McCoy costume, and I wore that on Friday, which was fun. I ran down the hallway for a spill emergency on somebody else's costume, and somebody who saw me running went, "Come with that way!" Which was pretty funny. I ran very in character. I don't know what that means. And then on Sunday, I did a closet cosplay, which was I took pieces I had in my closet and mixed them up and made them in a new costume, and was Neo from The Matrix, because with my trench coat and, you know, just some black other black clothing. I was in a Neo costume, which was pretty entertaining. Did a lot of bullet time poses. And the way you're grinning at me, like you can almost hear what I'm saying, makes me wish that you could do a Wallace costume with Wallace and Gromit.
you're just keeping it together. So what if this isn't a big costuming con for you, what is the purpose? I mean, do you go for the panels? Do you just go for camaraderie? Do you go because it's not too far away?
Kind of all of the above. We really like getting to see people. So the busier cons, it's a lot harder to kind of socialize. You can kind of get together and take pictures in costume, but then it's time to run off and do a panel or go eat or change out or something. So this is a good one to get together and hang out with friends. We didn't have any group costumes this year, like we've done in the past, so we didn't have anything pre-existing to get us together. And we did not anticipate Wonder much that we would not actually just randomly run into people. It's just everything is getting so big that you actually have to plan to meet up with people these things now, or you'll just kind of pass you by. So unfortunately, I did miss some people I saw, but I did run into Stephen Lee from up north at that panel I was talking about, actually. I guess he and Jeremy Commander and a couple of other north players were here. I didn't find out until like most of the way through the weekend. But I wish I'd brought my tribbles. We could have done that.
Nice. Did you get to see the...
I went to a couple of comic panels, which I wouldn't have otherwise done.
Okay. Did you get to see that there was some Star Wars footage for Rebels?
No, unfortunately, Rebels was in the next largest room, which was not large enough to just kind of walk in, and I was kind of hoping to just avoid the Comic-Con of problem of having to get to a panel ahead of time, or multiple panels ahead of time, and since I couldn't just walk into that one as it was started, I didn't go. But I heard it was very good.
Fair enough. And this was check me. This is Anaheim, right? This is pretty close. We will never know the answer about where this con is located. All right. Well, we've got... I can see you.
Anaheim.
Very good. Hooray! All right. This is awful, so I don't want to drag this on very much longer. We have seen, unfortunately, nothing come over the wave as far as spoilers for Project Boomer. I'm disappoint. So we'll see what we can dig up. We have, like I mentioned, a 1E tournament this weekend. Originally this was going to be the weekend a few of us were going to make the trek up to Santa Barbara for their 1E block OTF tournament, but various cars and various families did not allow such a thing to take place, so instead we just figured we'd just get together locally and just have a couple of games to kind of turn into. It'll be four of us here, so we're going to have a little tournament, just 1E OTF. I actually started looking at cards yesterday to pull together a new deck. I don't know if it's going to come together in time, but we'll see how it goes. It's something different that I've never played before, so that usually does not bode well. However, we'll see how it goes. Have you started assembling yet for a Saturday? Question number one. More important, question number 1A, are you still on the line?
I have a deck that I...
Yes, go ahead.
Yes and yes.
Pursued.
I have and I am. I started a deck a while ago, and then I... right before the last 1E tournament, I dropped it and started building something else. So I'm going to play that deck now.
Cool. Nice. I got a note in the chat that said from Daniel that a spoiler for Boomer might show up later in the week. If I parse that correctly, he said Charlie's going to be on his show, so maybe Charlie's going to bring along something on Wednesday night. So keep a lookout for that. Anyway, good. That's good to see. Good to hear. Something new. I like it. I'm looking through some old cards that I haven't tried, a lot of Tui cards, and I can't figure out how it's going to work. So I might have to rely on... I'm gonna have to go searching. You know how one of my favorite things is if you click on a card, it'll tell you if it's been played recently, and you know you can click on it and see what the deck was, and then you click on the deck and see what the how they did in the tournament. I'm gonna have to go back and click on a bunch of these cards
because cool.
I don't think any of these cards have been used, you know, ever. But we'll see how it goes. At least it's an idea. I want to try something new. You know, I could bring the Vidian deck back again, but I.
I'm not complaining.
Yeah. All right. Then let's wrap this up before we drop again. I think next week we will begin our spoilers for Project Boomer. Very good. That's the transmission that just came in. Apparently our spies are infiltrating as we speak.
Ah, okay.
All right. Then short and sweet tonight. Only a couple minutes. We'll have to put up with the disconnect very much longer. Unless there's something else you want to talk about before we drop. Rogue is reporting from Mars, actually, today. That's the cause of the lag and the drop connections. While we were in orbit around Ryza. Anyway, let's just wrap this up. What do you say? Please.
I am Sir Rogue.
I'm Sir Dan.
We'll remind you to expand your power in the universe.
Thank you, Warp 11. I'll draw Dan. Crossed by the double O. You cannot hide and you cannot defect. They are always watching you, but you cannot detect Section 31.